Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvater.
Simon Severino is the CEO and founder of Strategy Sprints, which is a book and now includes a global team of certified Strategy Sprints coaches that help clients gain market share while they work in weekly sprints, which results in fast execution. He created the Strategy Sprints method and makes a bold claim that clients will double their revenue in 90 days. He's on our podcast today to explain how he can make that claim so confidently. Welcome to the podcast, Simon. I'm very thrilled to have you today.
Hey, Pat. Hey, everybody. Excited to be here.
Yeah, great. Well, why don't we just jump right in by having you tell our audience what it is you do, and then kind of more importantly, why you do it.
I help agency owners get out of the weeds and scale their agency. Yeah. My name is Simon Severino. I'm in Vienna, Austria. It's 21 years that I do nothing else than being a strategy advisor, a business coach. And why I do it is I get energy back. So if I help them, they're happy, they're proud, they're relaxed, they're better fathers, better mothers, better friends. Yeah. Because they have now time for life again, and they're happy because their business gives them meaning and fulfillment. They feel creative. And yeah. So all that energy, I get all of that back because they say, thank you, Simon.
You're the greatest.
Yeah. Yes. So you get that energy back, and that gives me energy again. And so that's the loop that I like.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. So I read on your website that you get owners out of the weeds, like you just mentioned, and double their business revenue in 90 days. That sounds almost too good to be true. So how do you do that? And what gives you the confidence to make that claim?
So in B2B sales, there are very similar patterns and problems. And if we tackle three of them, we can double revenue in 90 days. It's not as hard as people think. Mm-hmm. So we can go through them.
Yes, let's do that.
One is the length of the sales cycle. Many people in B2B, it takes months. So there was a HubSpot annual report that says it takes you 8 experiences with you before somebody buys a B2B ticket. Let's say a 10K, 20K, 30K ticket takes 8 experiences. The new number is now 13.
Wow.
So if you want to create 13 experiences, it can be half a year, right?
Yeah.
So that's why problem number one, long sales cycle. We have to shorten that. And we can shorten that to a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Second problem is the conversion rate. Some people have like the 10%, 17%, 19% conversion rate. And better is 50, and I have seen also 90% as a conversion rate in our sprint program, because there are a couple of things that we can tweak there, like qualifying better in the qualifying, in the filtering part.
Yeah.
Also working with content marketing like you do, because then people know exactly what you do and for whom, and then you don't get all the wrong people in.
Yeah.
So that increases your conversion rate. And then the third part is increasing the price by 25%. If you increase the price by 25% for the same offer without changing anything, you have now the three pieces. And now the magical part, if we just reduce the sales time by 25%, and if we, which is realistic in 90 days, and if we just increase the conversion rate by 25%, which is also realistic because they start with 10 to 20% usually pre-sprint. And if we increase by 25% the price, which is also realistic because first, most of you people out there, you are undercharging.
Yeah.
And you are charging, you might say, you don't even know them. In 21 years, 1,600 sprints, I have seen a lot. So my assumption is most listeners are undercharging and are charging the wrong way. They charge at the end of the month for time. So we will separate time and income. We will package the offer because service businesses like agencies, they need to productize their offer. It's like a product. For example, our offer, in 90 days, we double your revenue. It's like a product. It's like, this is your pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
You know what you get. It's tangible. It becomes tangible. So the work is making it tangible. And that's the third part. If we increase these three things, and you can increase the price without losing clients, by improving the positioning and by de-risking decisions mm-hmm. for the client.
Yeah.
You can do that with client testimonials. There are many tactics that we share. So these three things, we increase them by 25% each. Each of them is realistic in 90 days. Now comes the magic. It compounds to plus 99% revenue.
Wow. And so and work with people on their mindsets so they feel comfortable saying the price that's 25% higher without choking?
It's so good that you say it because we have to work on that part anyways. Some people say the price and they go, all right, yeah, would you create my website? Sure. And so what's the price? Yeah, it's 30. No, no, no. What? It's 30. No, 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 no. But you get a bike on top of it and I will give you a bonus course. So they start getting defensive and their whole body language collapses. Mm-hmm. So what we have started doing, which is, this is really important. It's a very good question. We have started asking them for their recording. Can you please record your next sales call? And then we watch them and we have now a list of 15 sales gaps and we go through each sales gap and one of them, the confidence in saying the price and shutting up after it.
Yes.
Not exactly. Defending, not explaining, you don't defend. And so the first thing we get that recording. And then the second is we do ABC role plays where we play it with them. And so, okay, tell me the new price now. And then they say it. And then I ask them to have a 16 seconds Obama style silence.
Yeah. I never heard it referred to that way.
You shut up. You say the price and you shut up.
Yeah. I worked in sales for a good part of my early career. And we were always told that after you say the price, the next one to talk loses.
Exactly. Exactly. And experienced salespeople know this. And most people who run an agency don't have a sales background. They just like what they're doing, but they don't like promoting it.
Yeah.
And because you ask for mindset, the next mindset piece is they hate sales.
Yeah.
Because the model, they're trying to avoid that. They're trying to avoid rejections. They're trying to avoid hearing no's, as you know. And they have a strange old school model in their head, which sales is that kind of person that calls your parents and then they go, ooh, this person just called me, let's go back to watching TV. So they have an old, a dated model.
Yeah.
And so we work on all these three things. And then, of course, it gets easier. For me, sales is actually uncovering the truth together.
Yeah.
So, And for some of our clients, they redefine what sales is. Some people say, for me, sales is helping people find our offer. Other people is, for me, sales is informing them about the solution that they need. And so when you say informing or helping, that changes your approach, right? Informing and helping, this is something you would do with friends.
It's service.
It's service.
Yeah, I saw your video today. I'm not sure if it just came out today. It was on LinkedIn. About the three types of interviews. And I love the eyebrow. Watch what their eyebrows do. You do that really well.
It's the eyebrow test, yes. You know, very simple test. If and also important, in the sales conversation for agency owners listening, look at their body language. Mm-hmm. Like, are they interested? Are they moving forward? Mm-hmm. Or are they going backwards? Do they come like this? No, tell me about the offer. Yeah. Or, you know, the body language is so important. And the eyebrow test is simple. If they are interested, they will move their eyebrows up. If their eyebrows don't move or go down.
I can't wait to watch for that the next time I'm talking to somebody. So you have a book out called Strategy Sprints. And I've been skimming over it and noticed that you have lots of templates for people. Can you tell us a little bit about everything that's included with this book?
It's like a cookbook for B2B businesses.
Okay.
And it's also helpful for B2C, but I wrote it with B2B businesses in mind, digital creators, agencies, educators, course creators, because, you know, the digital world has all the, it's tough, but it's also new. So it's twice as hard because it's a new context. We are not so familiar. And so I was like, okay, can we share the cookbook? Because it's 21 years that we are doing this now. And come on, let's share it. Like when I go to a yoga teacher, I'm just so thankful that they tell me the asanas and I do it and it's better.
Yeah.
If I would invent yoga, it would take me 6,000 years. No, thanks. So I go, all right, I have a cookbook. Let's share it with the world. And so I teamed up with some, with a publisher and with an editor who can actually create readable stories. And I said, hey, I have something to share. Can you help me make this something which is nice to read? And we did it. And it's now a cookbook that's on many desks. Right now it's getting traduced in Chinese. So will be even more desks.
They have it. Desk.
Yeah, that's how it looks exactly, and it's also on my desk. And sometimes my marketing doesn't work. Like, hey, why do we have just 25 subscribers this week? There's something's off here. And then literally, my team goes, Simon, go back to chapter 3. I'm sure you are skipping a step. And then literally, I chapter 3, the marketing chapter. I open it and I say, oh, I'm trying to be smarter again than the process. I'm skipping this step. Let's go back and do it correctly. So it's literally a cookbook. I open it up, how to do marketing, how to do sales. What did I forget?
Yeah. And so there are 12 sprints that you discuss in the book. Do people follow those 1, 2, 3, 4? So it's like each one builds on the other?
No, they jump around depending on what they need. So okay. If they are hiring right now, they jump to chapter 12 and 13, the hiring chapters. If they need to improve sales, because sales is the bottleneck right now, they jump directly to the sales chapter.
Okay.
And it's like that, you know, a cookbook, you don't read from beginning to end. You want to have do a Moroccan chicken today, you go directly to the chicken.
Yeah. Tell us about maximizing your return on luck. How does that fit into all of this?
Jim Collins has termed this ROL, return on luck, and I was intrigued. He said some teams get more success than others, but what is exactly the behavioral difference? Everybody's giving their best. Why does luck land on those desks? And so he started researching. And I continued watching in the sprint program, 14 countries, 160 agencies, all running through the similar processes. Some get more lucky than others. Why? What is the difference? And it's pretty simple. Is make your work small, so small that you can start faster.
Okay, so what
because
does that
when
mean?
You do that, for example, Tim Ferriss, when he was testing the title of his book, The 4 Hours Work Week, he didn't run a 6 months project. He made it so small that he could find out in just one day. So he wrote down possible titles. He tested, I think, 5 with $100 as a Google ad. Just the title. And the same day, he had the data. He knew that one was clicked more than the others. He picked that one, and that became the 4 hours work week.
Yeah.
Now, why, you know, millions of books are written every year, but why do all these other books don't get as lucky as Tim Ferriss? The behavioral difference is he did run smaller and more frequent experiments, which made it more volume. He covered more ground. He learned more about the audience that he is here to serve. And when you learn more, because you make it small, you cover more ground. And when you cover more ground, you know more about here is the rock, here is the tree, here is a forest, here is water. And when you know more, you are raising the probability that you know what they really need and that you will nail one thing that's actually going to be pulled from you.
Yeah.
So that's the return on luck. You make work small, you start faster, you cover more ground. At some point, something will hit. And that you will clearly feel, because traction is very stressful. Mm. I don't know if many have experienced traction, but traction is like, oh my God, 100 people just bought this. Oh my God, where do we start? Okay, this country first. Okay, let's pull off an all-nighter. All right, I have to reprioritize this thing. So it's, you know when you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us how you determine what clients you're going to work with. Do you do some vetting of them?
Yes, we pick them because in 90 days we want to double revenue. So we look at a couple things. First, is it a B2B business? So is it at least a 10K, 20K ticket that they sell? This is important for us because that means that they care enough about the other side.
Yeah.
They are really here to serve.
Yeah.
That's very important for us because our whole sales techniques and sales workflows, they are all around understanding the other person better and really serving them better. Mm-hmm. And most people just care when it's a high ticket because they can really dive into just a limited number of people per year.
Yes.
So
right.
Must be B2B, must be high ticket offer. Must have at least a couple freelancers on their team, not a total solopreneur, up to 15 people on their team, and must be a sprinter. So when we say sprinter, that's hard to assess, but it's somebody who builds more than they talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, they do stuff. So when you say them, and how do we test it? We have two calls, a discovery call and a demo call. In the discovery call, I already give them some value, some hints. And by the demo call, the real sprinters, they have already executed on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we pick those.
Yeah. Okay. And I understand you also have like a mastermind or some elite program too. Is that separate from the people you're coaching or is that for other people?
The mastermind is an ongoing thing for B2B entrepreneurs who know this is a long-term game. I'm here 10 years, 15 years. I will sell some companies, but then I will start the next because I love the game. And so I want to build strategic partnerships, joint venture partnerships that are lifelong partnerships that are like friendships.
Yeah.
That are very long and in duration and very deep. I tell them what's not working. Mm-hmm. I tell them about my divorce that's coming up. I tell them about a launch that flopped. Mm-hmm. I tell them about the biggest deal that I have this week. And I tell them right before so that they can give me their wisdom in exactly that moment when I need it so that I land the deal.
Yeah.
And I know that they will pick up the phone because we are together in the JVC.
Yeah, right.
So that's the Joint Venture Club. And it's a small group. It's 50 people. And we are affiliate partners for each other and go through all this journey of building businesses and having a great life at the same time, which is challenging. And we keep each other motivated, support each other, challenge each other.
Yes. And is that something that you started? You run that?
Yes.
Yes. And so is that open to other people than the 50?
Yes, it's open. People can qualify. Mm-hmm. Need to be B2B businesses and need to bring some superpowers that we don't have or some networks that we don't have so that they bring an additional value to the group.
Yeah. Yes, I belong to the group National Association of Women Business Owners called NABO, and we offer masterminds to our members. And some people come and they don't bring a challenge to talk about to the group. Why do people do that?
Yes, community building is quite a science. How do you create a space that's safe enough so that people open up and tell you the vulnerable things? This is the leadership work and the culture work that every community host needs to do. And it takes time. Mm-hmm. And it's also about how you open up the conversation. Are you showing the vulnerable side or just, you know, the Instagram happy peppy side?
It's good, good, good.
that's one part of the work. The other one is some people take longer to feel safe in an environment. Mm-hmm. So I am constantly, and I'm getting coached by community building experts on how to tweak the facilitation, the hosting, the safety of the space. There are so many things. It's little things. Like when you ask a question, if they hand over the baton or if it's you picking people to speak, all these little things create community or do not create community. And so there are so many small things to get right in curating a community.
Yeah.
And if we just miss a little part, somebody will not feel safe.
Yeah, right. So new topic, what do you do for fun? So now, you know, you're helping entrepreneurs create fun in their lives. So what do you do for fun?
I have stopped working 3.5 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm only having fun. I have 3 kids. They keep me on my toes. I run every day. I make sports every day with my friends. I read, I write. I learn always something that I don't know how to do, like every day. And I'm hiring, which brings in even more surprising stuff and challenges for me. We are now a franchise system. So other countries are using the Strategy Sprints method. So every month, 1-2 new countries start adopting the method, which again brings surprises and challenges and keeps me on my toes because every country is different. So I'm getting challenged by life every day, and I take it and I play with it.
And so what does that mean? Other countries are franchising it. Are they finding coaches to become certified then? Or are you finding somebody in the country? Explain that.
So people can become certified Strategy Sprints coaches. And our goal is to have as many time zones available for our clients as possible. Okay. So for example, right now we don't have anybody in Dubai. And if somebody in Dubai wants to use the method, they can get certified, and then we have Strategy Sprints Dubai. Similar with Brazil. We don't have Brazil right now, or Korea. And so those countries, they can start doing that in their country, in their vertical, in their field. Okay. And every time it's a new legal thing that I learn, a new cultural thing that I learn, a new time zone that I have to find out how it works for everybody. That like a normal team meeting in 14 countries is quite challenging.
Yeah, I bet. What time works the best?
Right now, we are still working with my 3 p.m. afternoon, which is great for the U.S. and it's great until Singapore it works. But soon we will have to split it up into two meetings per week.
Yeah, that's interesting. So one thing that I always ask everybody who's on the podcast with me are, what are 3 traits that you think, based on your experience working with all these people, you think they need in order to be able to soar to success?
I think it's 3 habits, the daily habit, weekly habit, and monthly habit. People will find it in the book. And the daily habit is, how did I allocate my time today? What will I delegate tomorrow?
Okay.
The weekly habit is tracking the 3 numbers that are most relevant for my endeavors that tell me if I'm moving forward in the right direction at the right pace. Can be a marketing number, a sales number, an ops number of that week. Mm-hmm. The monthly habit is checking this strategic landscape. What else can my clients do on their own? What else can they do without changing anything? So in action, status quo. And what else can they do by going with my competitors? And so where am I winning against my competitors? Where am I losing? And how do I rebudget accordingly in the next month to cut 15% from the 2 features where I'm losing and to reinvest them into the 2 features where I'm winning against my competitors? Mm-hmm. So daily habit, weekly habit, monthly habit. With these 3 things, you can control the few controllables.
Okay, perfect. So how can people reach you or find out more?
I hang out at strategysprints.com.
Okay.
And people can find the book, Strategy Sprints, on Amazon. If they do so, please leave a review. Amazon loves it. And I also hang out on YouTube, Simon Severino. But the best place to, and also many of the tools that we discussed, people can download for free on strategysprints.com. I write weekly about things that I am learning as I explore the world of entrepreneurship,
yeah.
And I learn stuff by doing stuff wrong, by doing stuff right, and I share it once a week.
Yeah, on LinkedIn or in a newsletter.
It's a LinkedIn newsletter.
Yeah. Okay, good. Perfect. Well, it's been really fun talking to you today. I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, everybody. Keep rolling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.